The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're when you will not be.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
In a little quiet town, just south of the Mexican border, there lived a lovely Juanita, a banana grower's daughter. She longed to sing at the opera, but her father laughed and made fun. Still, Juanita would sing each day in the fields, soon as her work was done. Fortune and fame. It didn't take more than a couple of songs. She had won the world's acclaim. Her father back home was astounded. Is Juanita Banana a star? He burned down his trees. He moved to the city and he bought himself a guitar. La 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 la.
Terry Scott from 1966 and Juanita Banana, and this is Guru Banana from Kevin Ayers.
Says gonna save the human race. He laughs the loudest, he climbs to fame. Now what's his name?
Banana.
That's me and I'll show you the light. I've got the answers and they're alright. 'Cause I'm divine and you can be the same. What's my name?
Banana.
We'll be right back.
and swing 'em round. Dance along to my different sound. You think it's new, but it's just the same. Now suck it to me once again.
Next, two tracks from the new album from Newton Faulkner, Studio Zoo. First, At the Seams, then followed by In My Head.
I've made mistakes, but every step of the way give me real love. And every time I get caught up in my pride, give me real love. Falling asleep, you whisper I love you and I burst at the seams. Ooh. I've had so much, I never can get enough. Give me real love. With the rising sun, I know whatever will come. You give me real love. When you open the door, it's like the breaking of dawn. Time after time, even after all of my crimes, you give me real. As if your life wasn't hard enough, it chose me. It's bigger than you and it's bigger than me. Heaven and earth and everything in between. Looking in your eyes as you're falling asleep, you whisper I love you. Too good for me to
Next, it's Ben Frost and the track Forceps from the new album Far. And I must warn any of you who are listening to this on headphones that you may find it disturbing. I certainly did.
Thank you. Now over to Uncle Buffo.
On BBC Radio 4, Andrew Clover had at least a couple of series of a thing called The Story Man, where he had a different guest each show. He would ask them questions, and from their answers he would create a story. Here is the one he did for the artist, Tracy Emin. Story Man.
Hi, Tracy.
Meow.
You just said that you're feeling a bit cat-like.
Meow, 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 meow.
So this is going to be a really great interview for anyone who does speak cat. But, you know, for the rest of you who don't, it's going to be frustrating.
I'm going to speak in Roman cat, actually.
Right.
Meow, meow, meow.
Give us your Mexican cat.
I can't do it. It's too complicated. Meow. Meow.
I can't. Meow. They're really speedy Mexican cats. Tracy, can you just say where we are?
We're in my studio, just off of Brick Lane, and we're surrounded by many broken windows.
Because some children have been throwing stones at the windows?
I don't think it's children, it's insane women.
Have you ever seen any of these insane women, or have you merely imagined them?
I've merely imagined them.
Yes. So I went to a sketch yesterday to go and see your art. When I went in there, by chance, I was the only one.
Oh, that's... One single viewing figure. That's not so good, is it? I'm going to tell you a really sad story.
Yeah.
I had my film Why I Never Became a Dancer on at the Screen on the Green in Islington, and they actually put my name up in lights. And when I went there, so many people were in the whole cinema.
How many?
One. Me. Right. And then when I came out, I had to get a passerby in the street to take a photograph of me.
But it's sort of what I was thinking about yesterday, because in this film, there's two versions of you, and there's a sense that the more unhappy Tracy Emin is the only one that will make any art. Because if you had a fear that if you weren't sort of unhappy, that the art might not exist. In this story, let's just dare to imagine that you're incredibly happy. And that
oh,
this
my
is,
God, no, that's too extreme. I don't know if that's possible.
Well, just try to imagine that. So this is maybe about 8 years from now. Maybe you've made, like, a new bed, and it's just entirely clean.
I have made a new bed, and it is entirely clean.
Have you?
My bed.
But would you consider putting that bed in
no.
the exhibition?
No, it's not a seminal moment, and it's about where I sleep.
Okay.
So if we're going to tell a story, you've got to get that straight, okay?
That I've got that straight as a rod, Tracy.
Are you really?
Yeah. But I like that. You got a bit fierce there for a minute. It was fun. I thought we might start to spar.
No, we're not going to spar. I just don't like people taking the mickey out of what I do.
Oh, was I taking the mickey out of you?
Yeah, I think so. I think you've been very breezy.
Well, I wasn't describing your work. I was describing an imaginary Tracy Emin.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, you see, I've got you. What I've done is I've altered time zones, and I've made that you're a 50-year-old Tracy Emin, and you're waking up in a bed, and your eyes are still shut in this story, but you're just getting a smell. What smell is it?
Really amazing cooking.
Right. And you open your eyes. What does the room look like?
Mediterranean, really high ceilings, with a really brilliant view of hills.
And where is the smell of cooking coming from?
Downstairs.
Who's cooking?
My husband.
Yes.
And he's cooking just like an amazing sauce.
And you're really looking forward to seeing him, because there's something actually you want to give him. What is it?
A pale pink ribbon, because that's what I gave to him when we were first together.
You've written on the back of the ribbon. How many words are there?
Five. I will always love you.
So you're going confidently off to see your husband, and you open the door to go into the kitchen where he's cooking, and your husband, what does he look like?
Looks like an Alsatian dog.
You're married to a big hound, like he's got a huge hairy head with like a tongue hanging out of it.
He's got pointed ears.
Yeah.
And he's standing up, tail wagging, and he's stirring the food.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's holding it in his paw. You married an Alsatian, what happened? Cool. Is he wearing any clothes?
Dogs don't wear clothes.
Absolutely right. What's his name?
I can't say.
Ah, but you know.
I know, yeah.
But why? But you can't say because it's a secret name?
No, it's just some things I'd like to keep private.
I might imagine what it is and shout it out, or force you to say it later.
No, you won't.
Watch me try. What's the expression like on his face?
Smiling. Not like that. He hasn't got his tongue hanging out. He's
okay.
Not like that.
He's not got his tongue out, but he's smiling. He's a handsome Alsatian. I'm accepting that. I mean, Alsatians are very handsome animals. I've often loved many, wished to marry one.
You've forgotten something.
Oh.
I'm a cat.
And you're standing cat-like in front of your husband. How much taller than you is he?
quite a lot because I'm a cat.
Yes. So you're kind of hugging on his big hairy Alsatian leg and holding in your paw this gift, which is this little ribbon saying, "I will always love you." I don't know if cats are big Celine Dion fans. We don't know that. But so you push the little present on the floor so that he can open it using...
His paw and his nose.
His paw and his nose. He sort of traps it between his hairy fetlocks and he licks it open. But somehow the words have changed. What do they say?
"We will become human."
And this has a very strong effect on the doc. How does it change him?
He becomes my Roman husband in all his centurion outfit.
Yes.
Sandals, dust, leather skirt, shield.
Have you actually married a centurion? Or have you married some kind of weird cross-dresser? Some sort of camp dress-up man of the 21st century who just has got a bit of a taste for wearing centurion clothes?
They're sexy. Totally sexy.
He's a genuine centurion. And you...
I'm still a cat.
There's a problem.
It's a very big problem here.
So you're looking at this centurion, and what's his face look like?
Strong, incredibly handsome, beautiful eyelashes.
He also has got a gift. What is the gift?
Funnily enough, it's a navy blue box.
Yes.
I'm just actually putting my face around by his strong centurion leg.
There's... Licking it with your roughened tongue.
No, I'm not actually. You've got this thing about animals with tongues.
But this story is going out for all the tongue fetishists. You've got to give them a bit of a treat. Come on, Tracy, give them a treat. Go on, darling, say something dirty for the boys. Say something about tongues. Go on, Tracy. So, yes.
I'm sort of nudging and nestling next to his strong...
lower haunch. And what does he want to do to you?
He wants to make me human.
Yeah. And how's he going to do that?
When I open the box,
yeah,
a ribbon is inside.
Yes.
And it says, "You will know how it is to love." And?
What do you do with it?
I could play around with it for a while, being a cat.
Just sort of wiggle with it.
Yeah. And bing!
Ping.
I'm human.
And in fact, before you even look at your husband, you actually catch the sight of yourself in the mirror. What do you look like?
Incredibly sensible.
Yes, and what's the object that you're hiding from us?
I can't say, because I'm not actually hiding anything. I'm so happy with the whole thing.
There you are, happy, respectable woman.
And the children are asleep, but I wasn't hiding them.
You've not hidden any children.
No,
you've not killed anybody today. And you should be thanked for that. No children have gone molested because of you. You're a good person. And you turn to your husband, and he stirs this sauce up, and he puts some in your mouth on the end of a wooden spoon, I think.
It's a really big wooden spoon.
It's massive.
Yeah. And we're both really laughing because his spoon is so big.
Right. So he's come at you with a kind of big wooden paddle.
In fact, the spoon isn't big. We are tiny.
He shrunk you. So you've had maybe just like a first lick of tomato sauce on the end of the wooden spoon, and you've shrunk.
Yes.
How big are you now?
I'm about 2 inches high.
And how big is he?
A giant. And I climb up onto his toe. Mm. I cling onto the hair on his legs, yeah, and make my way up his,
yes,
thigh.
Yes, which looks like a great field of blackened wheat. I think you've got a bit of a problem. You have just declared your eternal love to this man, and we were hoping that this journey was going to allow you to make art.
No, I stopped making art about 8 years ago, and I design swimming pools now. And they're in major cities all over the world.
What's been unusual about the swimming pools? Why has everyone gone so crazy for them?
They're actual ovals, and they have a roof that goes over the top. And the most famous ones are along the River Thames. And when the airplanes fly down the Thames, they say, if you look to your left, you can see the M in ovals.
And there they are, like these twinkling eggs.
Yes.
Filled with light and people swimming, yeah, inside them. And in fact, there are eggs which you have laid all the way along London. And what actually happens is, as a plane does go over one evening, what happens to those eggs?
They hatch.
And who comes running out?
The children.
Loads of children. And they're all shouting one word over and over again. What are they shouting?
Mice.
Mice. Mice.
Mice.
But where are the mice?
Happy. living in mouse world.
You've created a London in which happy children will live hand in hand with the mice. You've been a very creative woman. This Tracy Emin, who looks herself in the mirror and saw a 50-year-old woman who was respectable. We've now found out that she's made the most amazing piece of art possibly of all time. Huge eggs, which have been along the Thames, which have released hundreds of children. Who knows what kind of universe you might have burst? You're fantastically happy, except for one big problem. You're desperately in love with this man, but he's a giant. How are you going to express your life to him? Or is your life over? These are the possibilities you're considering as you're going running up the neck of your gigantic husband, up his bristling chin. What is it you're going to do?
Kiss him.
And you leap on top of his huge, blubbery Roman lips. And you say in your mind the magic word, which is his name. Do it now. Thank you. And what happens... What happens then?
He says, darling, even though you're the size of a mouse, I will always love you.
He says that, but as soon as his mouth opens, you're kind of going, plunging headfirst into his mouth. You're being consumed by your husband.
No, I haven't. He puts his big, large Roman finger inside his mouth and he pulls me out. He says, darling, you have to be more careful. Whose mouth you go into? You're too tiny.
Is that the end of the story?
Yeah, and we live happily ever after. I get used to my tiny ways, get used to his large ways.
And what about the hundreds of children you released into London through your installation?
World peace. HIV doesn't exist anymore, and AIDS. Mm-hmm.
Are there still insane ladies throwing stones at your windows?
But there are still insane ladies throwing stones at my windows, yes.
Which proves conclusively that you've chosen to imagine and create those ladies throwing stones at your windows. The last thing you needed for your image of perfect happiness was people still throw stones at you. I think we've learned a lot through this. Do you know what I really liked from the story was, in my mind, what I was really interested to know was, could you sustain the happiness and be a creator? And you said at one point in the story, I've stopped making art. But then your swimming pools, it turned out, were the most amazing piece of art. I think that's because you're a powerful creator and you can make all of those things happen. But do you want it?
Definitely. Yeah. I don't know about the big and small thing. It could be tricky. I wouldn't mind having this shag in somewhere, but, you know.
Yeah.
I really want to listen to the programme.
Oh, you'd love it?
Yeah, I know I would. It'd be brilliant.
People's
I'm really
hearts.
Pleased that you made me happy. I spent a lot of my life being unhappy.
Yeah.
And now I don't have to.
I think you're beautiful. I think you'd be very happy.
Thank you.
Tracy Emin, I'm surprised to see, has made me feel a bit choked up. And one last question. Your tent in which you'd written down the names of the people who'd slept with.
Everyone I've ever slept with from 1963 to 1995.
Was burned about a week ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How's that? Is that a good thing?
I'm trying to be philosophical about it.
Yeah.
It's not good for me if I have a retrospective at some time in the future, but I've made the work, and part of being an artist is about making the work, okay. Having the idea and the seminal moment.
So it was a good idea, but also it was about dealing with your past.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird with the tent burning. My past has been dealt with, I know.
And is that good?
Yes.
We have a listener called Mary Hampton. The unhappiness of her past is that she wrote some poems about 12 years ago. Possibly they weren't that great. We're here making up stories, and she's just being nudged towards the conclusion, maybe I can make some myself. And so you and me, Tracy Emin and Andrew Clover, are inside her radio now. For you, Mary, and Tracy's just going to give you a bit of advice.
Mary, don't be sad. Go to a shop, buy a really nice pen and a really nice notebook, and every day write down the list of all the people you've ever loved, not the people that have loved you, but the ones you've loved, and you'll realise that you are a beautiful person and you've got an important place in the world.
I think we're done. Good night.
Good night, Mary.
Story Man.
You're listening to DJ Frog's In the Window with Uncle Boffo's Comedy Spot on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Thank you, Uncle Boffo. Now here's Kappa Kaylee, and from their new album, At the Heart of It All, the track with an unpronounceable Gaelic title. Well, unpronounceable by me anyway. Sioch Adjomnal Oigola. Now, two tracks from Zazie's current album, Siren Song. First, Tour de France, followed by Turn Me On.
France. grimper les montagnes dans un 31 degrés.
Thank you.
next from the album Engravings, it's Thor's Stone by Forest Swords. Now here is Note Virus from Dream Machines by John Zorn. Fiddler's Green song No Lullaby from the new Winners and Boozers.
In the streets of your town, a life on a razor edge. Does somebody care here at all? In the cold light of day, you perceive you're drinking your life away. Will anyone rescue your soul? 'Cause the girls won't sing you a lullaby, and the girls won't give you a smile. You're left in the cold, and you know there's nobody waiting now, and no one will kiss you goodbye. Too much of a coward to see that nobody's loving you. Where is a way back to light? No one sheds tears over you. You're close to insanity. Can somebody wave down your fight? 'Cause the girls won't sing you a lullaby, and the girls won't give you a smile. You're left in the cold, and you know there's nobody waiting now, and no one will kiss you goodbye. The girls won't sing you a lullaby, and the girls won't give you a smile. You're left in the cold, and you know there's nobody waiting now, and no one will kiss you goodbye. 'Cause the girls won't sing you a lullaby, the girls won't give you a smile. You're left in the cold, and you know there's nobody waiting now, and no one will kiss you goodbye.
Here to play us out is the Diablo String Orchestra and Balrog Boogie. We'll be right back. Well, if you have been, then thanks for listening.